Now, I have some lovely young ladies here in the studio with me. How many are there? One, two, three, four,
five
young ladies. And they come from all around the world. And they happen to be in the Burdekin today with the World Harmony Run. So good morning, everybody. How about I do it that way?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep. Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
They're very quiet. They're very quiet. And I'm sure they make more noise than that when they're out doing this run. So we're going to have our Australian lady, Bernice. She's going to start the ball rolling. And I did say to her off air, how did you get involved with World Harmony Run?
Through running. I enjoy running. Mm-hmm. And I got involved in the World Harmony Run when it was going between Sydney and Canberra mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, and I really, really enjoyed the experience. Mm-hmm. So I've continued to be involved
year. Tell me this. How did the run originally get going?
The founder's name is a man called Sri Chinmoy, mm-hmm. Who started the project as a way of inspiring people from all over the world to work together mm-hmm. harmoniously for a good cause. And mm-hmm. It's something that is very exciting. It also offers opportunities for runners who participate in it to, go beyond what they're used to doing. Mm-hmm. So it's challenging and rewarding, and we get to meet lots of great people along the way.
Anastasia, tell me, how did you become involved?
Same thing. I like running. I like doing some sports. And back home, in my home country, Latvia, which is in Northern Europe, I have been involved with organizing the European part of World Harmony Run in my country, in Latvia and in Baltic states. And this time I decided to go away from Europe, to go further to Australia.
And I believe, now, just see how good I am, I believe that you were interested in seeing the Great Barrier Reef, is that right?
Exactly, that's true.
And have you seen it yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, as you travel down the coast a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I hope to, yes.
You probably will get that opportunity.
Yeah, that would
okay,
be great.
Okay, so that when you go home, you'll be telling everybody about Queensland and
yes.
the Great Barrier Reef. And another little thing I found out, you like cooking Indian food. Is that right?
I like eating Indian food.
Oh, you like
eating?
Well, I thought I read somewhere that you brought your own spices with you so that you could cook them.
There's one other girl that does it. That's Elke from Germany.
Okay, that is Elke. Yes, I'm talking to Anastasia. Yes. Okay, and when did you start in the run? About 2005, somewhere like that?
I joined in Darwin. That was like 14 days ago.
But is this the first time you've been in it? No.
In Australia?
In Australia?
Yes.
But
yes,
you've been in the run previously?
Yes, yes. Yeah. But there are people who have been on the run the whole way, or maybe a couple of months or a month. So I was able to take a month off from work and come here.
Well, tell us what you do at home. What sort of work?
I work for a financial company, financial services company, doing signing agreements with clients, customer service, and things like that.
You said a financial company.
Yes.
Well, I hope things in your country are better than here when it comes to superannuation at the moment. Everybody's losing their superannuation. Okay, so now who do I have on my one? We have Elke.
That's right.
Okay, so you've been in other runs?
I have been to the European Harmony Run two times for mm-hmm. 3 months. It was the Millennium Run, actually into the new millennium. Mm-hmm. And I went through 48 different countries in Europe. And this was very exciting for me. So this time I decided to go to another country. And then I heard about Australia. And I was here already 20 years ago. I have relatives in Melbourne. So I decided to do this, run.
So what a learning experience. Be great. Yeah.
Definitely.
So you'd sort of know the customs of the various countries around the world, would you? Or you've been to many other countries?
Yeah, yeah. I run through the Harmony Run. I came to many other countries, and it's a very nice way of traveling.
I'm sure
because,
it is.
You get to know the country in a totally different way.
Yeah. Just mm-hmm. like, in a very intimate way.
Yes.
It's different to being a tourist.
That's for sure. Yeah, so you'd meet lots of people and I guess make a lot of friends. New friends.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So the actual run around Australia, how many kilometres?
It is 15,000 kilometres and it takes 111 days to run all around.
So where do you actually finish now?
Brisbane.
Brisbane's the final.
Yeah, on the 15th of August. And it started in Brisbane in April.
Started in Brisbane.
So we've gone right around the country clockwise.
Now I'm going to ask silly questions. Which state did you enjoy the most? And of course, you're in Queensland. You'll have to say Queensland.
I liked the western part a lot. I was very surprised about...
This is Western Australia?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah. It was very beautiful, very pure, the country, and very untouched still, I felt. But the northern part is also very special, so I feel every part has something special to offer.
Mm-hmm. And did you enjoy crossing our bridge?
We just crossed it, yeah.
There was a lot of traffic.
Yes, and were they bringing cane across the bridge at the time when you crossed?
Possibly. Mm. We weren't sure. We would...
Mm.
Yeah, we weren't sure, but there was a lot happening.
So you're sure you'd have seen the sugar mill as you came past?
Yeah, very interesting.
We took a picture of that.
Very interesting.
You took a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think there was a train on the right-hand side that was full of sugar cane.
Cane, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you see, the mills haven't been crushing because we've had quite a bit of rain. We had about 4 to 5 inches of rain a few weeks ago, and when it rains like that, the ground is so soft that they can't get the machinery in to cut.
Oh, right.
So, there's been a bit of a delay. And the poor old cane farmers, they start to get very worried. And we had one of our mills break down a few weeks ago, so that's still being repaired.
Oh, gosh.
So, it's interesting for you to see the various areas of Australia, isn't it?
It's a fantastic way to see the country, to be running. It's people interact with us a lot wherever we go and show their support. For example, people will pull over and ask what's going on. And even in some places where there isn't a lot of traffic, people just drive alongside you and talk to you while you're running.
While you're going?
Yeah.
would be last year, I think, we had some nurses from Townsville that walked all the way from Townsville to Mount Isa to raise money to have a centre in Townsville. What did they call it? A beanbag centre, where young people can go and sit and talk and discuss, you know, anything that they want to discuss, whether in a safe situation, just a lovely little place where they can, which is great. And my husband and I were driving to Cloncurry at that stage. And, yes, we were talking to them, as you just said, and we stopped and gave them some money. They raised quite a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've just had a young lady from the Burdekin that's 13, and she wanted to raise some money to build a TV lounge at the Home Hill Hospital where the elderly folk have somewhere where they can sit and watch TV in comfort and entertain their friends and their visitors. So she and a man named Bill McCullough walked from Alligator Creek, and you would have come through Alligator Creek, from there to Home Hill. And then they had a gala night, gala spectacular here, where they had Jean Stafford, the country music artist, come and donate her time. And between the walk and the auction that they had the night of the spectacular, they've raised sufficient money to build the TV lounge, and that young lady's only 13, so that was an inspiration to everybody.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
So, lots of wonderful things, and, I mean, I guess deep down every one of us is all trying to work for world harmony.
Absolutely.
Aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what we all hope to achieve.
Yeah. And we all have huge capacity inside of us, every
single
person.
That's right. Everybody doing their little bit, isn't it? It's like a big team effort.
Absolutely.
Big team effort. Can we have our other young lady over there in the corner?
Yes. Natalia.
Natalina?
Natalia.
Right. Natalia. Natalia.
I'm getting you all confused. I've got bits of papers written here. Tell me a little bit about where you come from, dear.
I am from Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm first time in Australia running. And I started in Brisbane 27 April. and run all around Australia and finish in 15 August.
You've done the whole thing?
Yeah, whole.
Well, aren't you a brave young lady? And you run at home as well, obviously.
Yeah.
You run at home as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What sort of work do you do in Ukraine?
I am actually a coach. I'm training. Also have student and kids from school.
Uh-huh.
With like training together, running together.
Okay. Well, I think I'd better get on to this World Harmony run for next time, and maybe I can lose some weight.
Yeah, and actually, I ran before in European World Harmony Run, like uh-huh. many years. Also, I ran many countries, being in Russia and in England, Scotland, Italy, and many countries.
That's where I'd love to go to, is Scotland.
Yeah.
Belgium,
it's every country is beautiful because you like stay 5 days one country and go in another country. It's like different languages and everything is different. You see, it's nice nature, some people different. Yeah, it's beautiful too.
Well, it's really an educational tour as well, isn't it, for all of you?
Yeah.
You all go
definitely,
home.
Even when you're from Australia.
In Australia.
I mean, it's very different to be in this part of the world when you come from Canberra.
Yes. So now when you go home, do you get the opportunity to tell the people like where you live, what experiences you've had?
We're already offering this. We are sharing our experience on our website. Everyone can look at www.worldharmonyrun.com.org. Yes. Sorry. And there everyone can just look in and check our daily experiences. There
see
are reports from
what
each
you've
day.
Been up to.
Yes, lots of pictures and just whatever we have done during that day is there.
We might have a photo of you there tonight.
Oh, well, definitely. I'll have to watch. Okay, so is there anything any one of you would like to say before we finish? Anything special you'd like to say?
We would be happy to get your messages on our website as well. Everyone who wants to wish us well or send us our inspiration, it would be really great to hear.
It's really a team effort. We get inspiration from the community support as well, and it's not always easy running through different conditions, whatever the conditions might be. So, yeah, it's great to get messages if anyone's inspired to send one to us.
That's interesting. And listen, one other question. How far would you run in a day? Are you each one running at the same time or you run then you run?
We take turns running.
You take turns.
And the runner holds the torch, the flaming torch that our listeners can imagine.
Yes.
And we run, if it's really hot, we would run say 5 kilometres and then change to another runner. And if it's cooler, we might run more at a stretch. But it's a relay, so we take turns. And up to 20 kilometres we might run in a day.
Honestly?
On average, yeah.
So how many pairs of shoes have you worn out?
Three pairs.
To run right around?
Yeah.
They must be good shoes.
The conditions are pretty good in Australia, I think. I was surprised. I thought I would run out of a lot of shoes.
So you run on the edge of the bitumen, do you? On the edge of the road?
Yeah.
It's varying quality.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's dirt, sometimes it's stone, sometimes it's really nice
road. So you came through Charters Towers?
Yes.
Yes? Well, that's where I used to live, Charters Towers.
Yeah.
So you would have crossed the Burdekin River there. Coming through, and now you've just crossed it again. So it is a big river. Starts way up the back of Ingham, up further. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, it's been a privilege and a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
It's been really, really great. And I hope, you haven't got that far to go, although I wouldn't like to be running from here to Brisbane. But I guess there'll be a big celebration, will there, when you get here?
Yes, there will be a big closing ceremony in Brisbane on the 15th of August. And also there'll be an international closing ceremony in New York near the United Nations building.
Okay, but you don't have to run back to New York, do you?
No.
Thankfully. Well, yes, it's been wonderful to have you here and I hope you've enjoyed your little visit to Sweet FM. We're all volunteers here and, we like
just
to...
Just like us.
Yes, and where would the world be without volunteers?
Exactly.
And thank you again, everyone, for
coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.